அப்படி எவ்ரி ஒப்பனி தாஸ் அபவுட் பிரம்மன் ஆத்மா ஒன்லி. சப்போஸ் வாட் இஸ் பிரம்மன்? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தி சென்டென்ஸ் இட் இஸ் செட், நோ தி நோவர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அட்டைன்ஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட் எண்ட் பரம் ஆப்னோதி. சோ பரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அப்சல்யூட். வாட் இஸ் வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை அப்சல்யூட்? அப்சல்யூட் மீன்ஸ் தட் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷிங் விச் எவ்ரிதிங் எல்ஸ் பிகம்ஸ் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் ஆஸ் இட் வர். அக்காம்ப்ளிஷிங் விச் நத்திங் எல்ஸ் நீட்ஸ் டு பி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்ட். தட் இஸ் அப்சல்யூட். So that accomplishment is what? It's only moksha. The word param means the absolute. Absolute, you have to define what is absolute. What is the absolute end? If I accomplished this, and still I want to accomplish something more, means I have not accomplished absolute. If I have accomplished something, then I need not accomplish anything else. The accomplishment, you know, that is the absolute end. So that is, Shastram has thoroughly analyzed that nothing but moksha. Discovering the freedom from bondage which is already there is the absolute accomplishment. Absolute end. So param implies moksha only. How? Why? Not anything else. Then the moksha and jnanam are identical. Therefore, accomplishment of knowledge is the ultimate. Because why? You have next step. Knowledge is identical with moksha. Moksha is identical with jnanam. Therefore, jnanam becomes the ultimate end. If jnanam is the absolute end, ultimate end, knowledge of what? Brahman, the reality. Okay, Brahman is it. What is Brahman? And Brahman is a term implying reality in terms of its nature. So what is that reality implied by the term Brahman in terms of its nature of, you know, given nature? What is it, Brahman? Therefore, that Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. But it is said that Brahman is, what is Brahman? Satyam is Brahman, reality is Satyam, reality is Jnanam, reality is Anantam. Anantam is reality. That which is of the existence is reality. That is of the nature of knowledge is reality. Of the nature of limitlessness is reality. So you should know what is it which is of the nature of limitlessness. So each word negates what Brahman is not and reveals what Brahman is. So you need to understand, actually I did not go into the details of that, we are going to see that later on. So Satyam, real means what? What is real? So which is Trikala Abhaditam, which is always there, which doesn't come, we have to say, we are saying, which is, has no beginning, which has no end, which is always, which exists independently, is Satyam. So what is Satyam which exists independently, which has no beginning? Just what is that reality? Implied by the term Satyam, in terms of its nature of beginninglessness and endlessness, changelessness, it which exists independently. What is that reality? You cannot arrive at it. First you have to arrive at only as the knowledge only. If reality which is, which has no beginning, which has no end, therefore which is of the nature of timelessness, therefore it has no cause, it has independent existence. You have to say one by one, okay? Satyam, when you say that which is real, is Satyam. So what is real? Real is that which is always. Always there means what? It has no beginning, no end. It has no beginning means there is no cause. There is no cause means there is no dependence. Therefore, self-existent, therefore it uses the term existence. But understand everything, step by step. Now the question comes, we understand very clearly what is that there is no beginning, there is no end, which is no change, which is no cause, which exists independently. What is that? What is that vastu implied by the term vasatyam in terms of its nature of beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, causelessness, independently existence, dependent existence? And that is, okay, we say that is Brahma, we say, but what is that? How to arrive at it? Only as jnana we can arrive at it. Only as the truth of the I, truth of the knower, truth of the subject. Not as an object. In Tainkena it said, viditat aviditat adhi. So there again it is said. But in Taittiriya it is made very clear. That is said, it is that which is different from the known and the unknown. Means reality is not there as an object, it is implied there. But it is made very clearly said. Nihitam guhayam nihitam. A reality is kept hidden means what? It is not there, everything is reality only, it is not hidden anywhere. Reality alone is everything. If I say here, all these opaque things are shining in the presence of light means, it is light alone is in the room of all the opaque things means, what is there? Only light and the opaque things. Okay? Then we cannot even say and. All the opaque things are reflections of the light means, light alone is. Which opaque thing, which shines in the presence of the light, which is dependent on the very light for its existence, cover the light? Nothing can hide the light. Light is not at all hidden. It is not at all hidden. Nothing can hide the, cover it. But still, it is not as though it is hidden. Until you understand this fact, it is as though hidden. Your ignorance of what light is covers the light. So, see, this reality now we have to arrive at it. Once you arrive at it, you can see like this. Until you arrive at this fact that light alone is the home of everything, light is hidden for you. Because the whole attention is grabbed by all the opaque things. Attention has to be dragged from the opaque to the light. Made to see. The same way here also now supposition is doing the same thing. So what we say here, guhayam nihitam. Which means, even though reality alone is in the form of everything, reality alone is there as in the form of everything, that reality which alone is all the time asti bhati, asti bhati, asti bhati, which alone is shining, is available for recognition in the cave of mind. Therefore it said nihitam, kept hidden, guhayam nihitam. And when you, okay, Upanishad has given the clue, at least you don't need to waste your time and energy anywhere. Isn't it? Otherwise imagine, the search will be endless. We are going searching for this, endless. So at least, if guhayam nihitam, how to arrive at it? Is a methodology. Then you go there, and you come to the aham. The guha word is very important. If the guha word is not important, suppose simply said it's hidden the mind. What is mind? Every thought is mind. It is there, the truth of the mind. Just as water is there as the truth of all the waves, it is there as the truth of all the thoughts. But every thought is also object of knowledge for you. The desire is, the thoughts are also objects of knowledge. Your anger is known, desire is known, all the emotions are known, your knowledge is known, your ignorance is known. My God. There also, which thought should I go and search for it? Again, objects only. There if you search for the reality, all day we know very well, aviditat, viditat adhi means, if it is not an object. Therefore, if you go and search for all these objects of knowledge, your desire is object, anger is object, jealousy is object, hatred is object, if all your fear is object, All these thoughts, which constitute thought, all objects, so yet can be not available. Therefore, you had to go what now? You go in search in the cave. And there's a point comes, you go and hit the cave. My God, you can't go beyond that. You can, the darkness, na? It's all dark, dark cave, not bright cave. Because ignorance is there. Only the you have to go, see, go, the switch is there, where? Dead end of the cave. You have to walk only in darkness. You have to go and turn switch on. Light comes. Then you can see, isn't it? Like that. Imagine, you can visualize that. And you go, go. Then what cannot be negated as an object is what? I. I alone, I also is a vritti, I also is a thought. I, from the standpoint of everything as body, mind, and all the thoughts, I is what? Everything is evident to me, I am self-evident, I know I am. I know the desire is, anger is, pranas are, sense powers are, everything is evident to me, I am self-evident. The self-evident I am not evident to anything else. I is not evident to the desire, anger, anything. But everything is evident to me. Isn't it? Therefore, I is alone what? Not negated as object. Non-negatable as object. Therefore, you come at what? And that is the dead. That is like the dead end of the mind. The one thought is not there, other, all the thoughts resolve. When the thought is there, all the thoughts are there. When I sense is not there, they can't be desire, they can't be anger. That's why in sleep you have sukham. Aham is resolved, everything else is resolved. Therefore, temporary sukham. Even when the temporarily I sense is resolved, you have sukham. Imagine if cognitively I sense is resolved, you have only sukham. Got the point what I'm saying? Temporarily I sense is resolved, there is sukham. Unfortunately, sukham is bliss. But in cognitively resolved, in jnanam you have nirantara sukham. Not temporary sukham. Your aham. That one is not negative. Then you say, that is the subject. I am the knower. And that I gets the knower status, why? The standpoint of the other thoughts, other known. This is known, this is known, this is evident, this is evident. The standpoint of the known, what shines, what is, and because what? Knower status. And that I, only resolve where? Where will you resolve? What is that which is when I sense, I thought remains resolved? There is a time when this I sense remains resolved. And you call that state of mind as deep sleep state. And there is something because of the presence of which I sense being resolved, I sense being not there is known. Which means I sense itself is out now in deep sleep state, object of experience. Because the absence of the I thought is an object of experience. Object of knowledge. But unfortunately, the experience is, knowledge is, the absence shines. Absence of I sense in deep sleep state shines. What is that? Now this chair shines. The form shines. The color shines. Along with the form, the name shines. And the purpose itself also shines. The form should shine, isn't it? How it shines? There's a light. Therefore, this I sense, the absence of I sense, The knowledge I am being resolved, being not there, is known. Absence is object of knowledge. Absence of essence is an object of knowledge. Experience. So you're talking about the state of experience. Deep sleep state is also what? A state of experience. That's also a state of experience. And there is an experiencer which is distinct from the even I thought. And that experiencer is who? There's no experience other than the one who is there, that which is there enjoying the status of being experiencer is the reality. And what is, how do you know? Because it is of, it obtained of knowledge only. It is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, jnanam only comes first. Then I have no way of arriving at it. That is why Kandavar Vindilar. Once you arrived at it, you cannot speak. No way. How will you describe it? How will you describe? They make it very mysterious. Nothing mysterious, very simple. This person made it very simple. Otherwise it would have been very complicated and then all mysterious experience. People talk about mysterious experiences. What form? There is. Now, that's why yesterday I used to term. It's one song, I think one Swami said, Paramatma, I was from Pooja Swamiji. It's a philosophical postmortem. You just see, just know where it is not there means it cannot go anywhere else. When you see the wave is not there, it was there before, now it is not there, where has it gone? Water alone is, it is there only. So it rises from there only. It exists there only. Not anywhere else. There's no distance between the form wave and the water. So water does not rise. But the rising of the wave is only in the water. Similarly, what is the vastu, that which alone is satyam. And in what form does it obtain? It obtains in the form of knowledge. Why do you say the knowledge? Why do you say attribute knowledge? Because in terms of its nature of knowing. Like I told you many times, this example I gave. The opaque shines because there is an illumined. There is illumination because there is an illuminator. Who is the illuminator? Illuminator is a status attributed to the light. Therefore, illumining, what action does the light do? Light does not do any action. And why does it illumine? Illumining is its very swarupam. That's how the light can be. It's not an action. This is swarupam. Similar reality is. Therefore, there is knowing. Light is that there is illumination. Reality is there is knowledge. Reality is there is knowing possible. Light is illumining is possible. And the illumining gerund we are using not as a verb but as a swarupam, as a nature. Because nothing is done by the light. The presence of the light itself illumines. Your illumining is your swarupam. Similarly, presence of that non-describable, how will you describe what is? Can you describe how it looks? No attributes. What you have stumbled upon, what is that which is, because of the presence of which I sense aham buddhi, aham vritti being resolved is known, is of the nature of knowing. What attribute does it have? They have attributelessness. Nirgunaha. What guna? Therefore, because it is a nature of attributelessness, it is non-describable. Vacham agocharam. It cannot be described. Not available for description. Formless. Not available for, not in any form. No attributes means formless, not available for perception. Because there is truth of perception, truth of the perceiver, therefore truth of the perceived. Got it? Truth of the very perceiver. Therefore, jnanam. Why use the word jnanam? See, all these words, consciousness, awareness, pure knowledge, chaitanyam, chit, all the words reveal the reality only in terms of its nature, of knowing. Even those words do not directly indicate. That's why Bhagavan's name is Anamakaha, nameless. No word can be used. Because if anything a person says, it'll be misunderstood. That is why Kandavar Vindakudadu. Whoever has, in Tamil they say, the people of vision do not talk about it. Why? Whatever you talk will make nonsense. Because it's a methodology. That is why Shastram Pramanam. Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te. Shastram is the Pramanam. You have to follow only that. That alone is. If I, whatever happens to the body will be least bothered. Whatever happens to the mind will be least bothered. Whatever happens in the world will be least bothered. Now everything we are affected, afflicted. Why? Because I, everything is, the problem is centered on I, therefore affliction. Affliction is not because of what is happening outside, what is happening inside. No, affliction is because of everything is centered on I. If this I is resolved, afflictions will resolve. Naan ponal ellam pohum. Isn't saying in Tamil, if I goes, everything goes. You don't need to, you can't push it, okay? Cognitively alone can be resolved. People think, okay, give pahankara, give pahankara. That's what they say, give pahankara. As though it's very easy. Throw this bread, piece of bread away, like that. Now the most difficult thing is having this ahankara resolved. Easiest thing also is what? Ahankara resolved. Resolve means everything will resolve. Everything means what? The problems will be the same world, same people, same situations. Nothing needs to be changed. And the problem is centered on I. You are the problem. The problem is your solution is your Swami said it. Isn't it? So that is, this resolution of ahankara is what? cognitive. It is not physical, isn't it? When I say wave is water, I resolve the wave form in the water. So I resolve the I, the thought form. Thought form in terms of I am. I am in the form of a thought is resolved in awareness, the consciousness. So what attributes can you talk about? How can you describe? How can you perceive? So now you see that, therefore, the knower itself is what? Consciousness. So the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness. Reality which is of the nature of knowing. Available for recognition as a swarupam of I, truth of I. Is one, implied by the term Atma. So the universe does not exist outside of this awareness. Neither the time, nor the space, not anything which exists within the realm of time and space. So cognitively you resolve this ahankara, which is offering oneself to Bhagavan. Cognitively resolving the I sense in its swarupam, in its truth is what? Offering the self to Bhagavan. This purnahuti, which is absolute sharanagati. Once it is offered means, what will say? Wave is water means, water alone is. I is consciousness means, Brahman alone is. Then there is no I. Okay? Now you resolve the knower status. When you resolve the I, please listen to the next step. When you resolve the I sense, you have resolved the knower status. Please understand, the knower status has been resolved in the consciousness, in the reality. The knower itself is reality means, what about the knowledge? Is exactly like when the illuminator is light means, please listen to me carefully again, illuminator is light means the equation. You are resolving the illuminator status where? In the light. There is no illuminator other than the light. Illuminator is light means there is no illuminator at all other than the light. Isn't it? There is only light. There is no illuminator at all. There is only light. Why do you use the word illuminator? It is a qualification temporarily attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined. Therefore, you resolved what? Illuminator status. Similarly, when the illuminator has gone, what about the illumination? A illumination is the nature, swarupam of the same reality. Therefore, resolve it. Illumination is what? Light. Illumination is swarupam of the light. That also has gone. What about the illumined? The third one. What about the illumined? Illumining light. The light is distinct. Illumined are all opaque. They are not one. They are not two also. Why? Because the opaque, the illumining light is distinct from the illumined, definitely. Different from the illumined, but not distant from the illumined. Not distant, non-distensible, isn't it? And the illumined does not have independent existence outside of the light. Therefore, illumined is as good as effect. Illumining light is as good as the cause. And the effect is mithya, cause is satyam. Again, cause and effect also is what? Neither cause nor effect, okay? We say, illumined is also what? Mithya is, illumined is what now, illumination of delight. Every illumined is illumination of light. You have resolved what now? Triputi Bheda, you have resolved. Understand? Illuminator, illumination, illumined. This difference is called what? Triputi Bheda. Resolved all the three. Similarly here, when you resolve the I, there is no knower other than I. Everything else is what? Every other thought other than the aham vritti, ahankara vritti. Everything else is what? Memory is object of knowledge. Intellect is object of knowledge. Mind is object of knowledge. I'm just seducing. Okay? Everything object of knowledge. I alone is what? Self-evident. Everything else is evident to me. I the knower. I is resolved in our consciousness. Reality obtaining in the hymn of knowledge. Obtaining which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, what about the knower? Who is the knower there? Who is the knower? Who is the experiencer? Sitting there, knowing, illumining, bringing to light, lighting up, the essence being not there, essence being there. Who is that? The illuminator is the reality. Illuminator is only temporary status, qualification attributed to the reality. There is no illuminator other than the reality. There is a formless reality which is of the nature of knowing. There is no knower other than the reality. There is no knower. Knower is the reality. I, the knower, am consciousness. Knower is resolved. What about the knowledge? Knowledge of the external world. A knowledge is what? Knowledge is the sarupa of the reality. Resolve the knowledge. What about the known? Isn't it? The knowing reality, the known material universe, inert universe. Illumining consciousness and the illumined inert material world. We have to say they're not one, they're not two either. Why? Because the illumined, the known experienced universe, the inert material universe does not have independent existence. Therefore, it is non-countable as a parallel reality. Understand? Therefore, it cannot be, doesn't have countability. So, all that you can see is only mithya. And resolve mithya in satyam. Mithya is manifestation of satyam. What is mithya? Mithya is the dependent manifestation of independent satyam. What is reflected face? Reflection is, the face is, face seen in the mirror is dependent reflection of the independent original face. Isn't it? Therefore, mithya universe is, known world is dependent. Mithya world is the manifestation of independent reality, satyam. Mithya is appearance of satyam. Finished. Mithya is appearance of satyam. So we call it nama rupa karmatmakam jagat. Form is non-substance, there is no substance called for the form, there is no substance for the name, there is substance for the function also. The only substance is satyam. Therefore, so you are resolving the knower, known knowledge, triputi, bheda also resolved. From which standpoint? The standpoint of the reality which you have arrived at as the Swarupam of the I, then you understand that the Swarupam of the I, uttering of pure knowledge, is the only secondless non-dual reality which alone is in the form of existence of the whole universe, is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness. So all that is there is only that Brahma. Your identity is with that Brahma, then you see aham Brahma asmi, sarvam Brahma asti. Your aham idam sarvam, I am the whole, means all that is there is only my real self, which can touch you. You see the order now. What is there to touch you? It depends upon where you place your eye. You place your eye here, everything will come and touch you. You will be touched by every situation, affected and affected by every situation. Otherwise, shift the eye sense. This way, cognitively shift the eye sense from body, mind, sense complex to the anatma, atma, anatma to atma. See, cognitive shift. You're not one day listening, but now you're seeing in the class, then you can say what definitely, and that I am that atma. Wave is water, I is nothing but reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. I am, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore impaired by the term Atma, Aham Atma. And when is this Atma not available? Tell me. In waking, Atma is there or not? Dream, deep sleep state, either fourth state of experience? No. There's never a time Atma is not. Somebody will come and ask. So I never know, one person asked me, Swamiji, so beautifully answered. Swamiji, before I was born, did I exist? Swamiji asked one day, do you know that you were not there before? Yes. You know you were not there before means you were there before. How do you know that you were not there before? For you to know that you were not there before you were born, you must have been there. If you were not there before were born, how can you know? Isn't that a good answer? Excellent answer. Say that, Anajay.
I don't believe in stating the obvious.
Pardon?
I don't believe in stating the obvious.
Sometimes no. This way Krishna says, Natve vaham jato nasam natvam neme janadhipaha. Never was a time I was not there, you were not there, all these kings were not there. Nachaiva na bhavishyamaha sarve vayamatav param. There will never be a time that all of us will not be there. All of us were, all of us are, all of us will ever be. Why? Because all our forms had birth, different timings, for different, through different mothers. And all our bodies are there, our forms will disappear. But all of us were essentially were there, we are, will ever be. And that reality is what? Therefore, once that, if identity is with that reality, then you can say what? Asangoham, 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 punah punah, sachidananda rupoham. Ahamevahamauyayah. Satchit ananda rupaha aham. Satya chit ananda rupaha aham. See, ananda rupaha also explained yesterday. But still, anantameva anandaha, you should remember. Again, I can tell afterward. I don't feel bored, but if you don't feel bored, it's okay. Because Swamiji always, so he used to tell that. Swamiji told once, no? Enna irukkadhu illa? Onne da. What What is there here? Only one thing. You don't understand. You have to become subtle here. You have to become subtle here, that's all. Ore vishayam da. I remember such and such ways he used to tell. Only after I came to London, I was a little distant from Swamiji. Otherwise, I was all the time with Swamiji.
Even now you're with Swamiji.
Hmm?
Even now you're with Swamiji.
I'm with Swamiji. So any doubt in that verse, I think these verses can take on to make it clear, because only for contemplation. And now in the class, if you really you're understanding what I was saying, you were with me means you are with Shastra. You are with yourself, you are with yourself. And you have to see this. Seeing this repeatedly is what? Being with yourself and being with yourself, being yourself. Being yourself is being contemplated. Okay. Now, repeatedly this, avyayaha. One thing I said, changeless, indeclinable. Can it be improved? Reality cannot be improved. The nature of the reality cannot be improved. Non-improvable. Non-improvable in terms of size, in terms of quantity, quality, it cannot be improved. Swami used to give the example of 1 ton gold and all that. What was, is, what is, will ever be. It cannot be increased in terms of quality or quantity. It cannot be decreased in terms of quality or quantity. Because it is the nature of changelessness. Non-refinable. So no change whatsoever. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Nitya Shuddha Vimuktoham.
Nitya Shuddha Vimuktoham.
Nirakarohamauyayah.
Nirakarohamauyayah.
Nitya Shuddha Vimuktoham.
Nitya Shuddha Vimuktoham.
Nirakarohamauyayah.
Nirakarohamauyayah.
Bhumanandaswaroopoham.
Bhumanandaswaroopoham.
Ahamevahamauyayah.
Ahamevahamauyayah.
Bhumanandaswaroopoham. Ahamevahamavyayah.
Ahamevahamavyayah.
Nityashuddhavimuktoham.
Nityashuddhavimuktoham.
Nirakarohamavyayah.
Nirakarohamavyayah.
Bhumanandaswaroopoham.
Bhumanandaswaroopoham.
Ahamevahamauyayah.
Ahamevahamauyayah.
See, in verses like verses of Nirvana Sharkam, you first negate what I is not. First understand what I is not, say. Then you say what I is. Here you don't even do that. You finished already. You only see what you are, what I is. Straight away. Straight away means what? Assume that you already done the Shravanam, already done the Mananam, already understood it. You are exactly seeing what I is. You don't need to say what I is not. The job of distinguishing the I is over. So you don't need to say what I is not. You can only say you have already distinguished a wave from the entire ocean. You only say this wave is nothing but essentially water. The same way you have seen what is I has no form. I form is what? I obtaining in the form of a thought. Can you define what the thought is? Can you say how the thought looks? Can you draw the thought, paint the thought, describe the thought? You can only understand the thought also in terms of emotions and these vrittis, in terms of this I sense, etc. How the thought itself is subtle manifestation, subtlest of the manifestations. And the subtler and subtlest at the same time, highest of the form of the manifestations is the I sense, aham vritti. How do you say it's a thought? Because it is there sometimes, because it is not there sometimes, we say it comes and goes. Therefore, you assume it is there, it is not there. Therefore, we understand what? If it is there always, it should be there always. There's a time it is not there. There's a time it is there, which means it comes and goes. I thought, I sense, the knowledge, the I am, does it come and go or not? Be very clear. It comes and goes. And do you see that? No. Therefore, what now? Assume it is the form of thought only. And this, what is it comes of thought, rises, remains and dissolves, definitely is what? The reality obtaining in the form of knowledge, which is of the nature of knowing. Chitta only. Consciousness only. I is consciousness. I'm purposely avoiding the am, okay? So that will be easy. Am, if you put it immediately, I goes to my body. Therefore, I'm using I is. It is easy when you, how clear you are when you say wave is water, it's very easy to understand. If you put am, I is dragged to body. If you say I is, then it will be easy for you to remember. Swamiji himself says that sometimes. Why I am, we don't. Am means so much am is always associated with the body. Therefore, is. This I am, I is definitely the reality which is of the nature of knowing. Then that reality, the consciousness, we say, when is it not? There's never a time reality is not. Reality is even when the time is not. Reality is always. Reality in the form of pure knowledge, the consciousness, is always. There's never a time which is not there. What about the time? Time factor itself, the subtle time factor itself, is time bound. Time itself is time bound. There's a time when the time is not. If you fall asleep, if I sense is resolved, where is the time? Time doesn't exist. If you fall asleep, time also resolves along with the jagat. So there is a time when the time is not. Isn't it? When the I sense remains resolved, when the time is resolved. Time is not. The time itself is subject to time limitation. Why? Because there is a time when the time is not. But even when the time is not, knowing the time factor being not there, what is there is what? The reality in the form of pure knowledge. In sleep, time being not there, the universe being not there, the knowledge that the universe is being not there, the knowledge that time is being not there, the knowledge that I am being not there, is known. Therefore, that because of which time being not there is known. That which alone is always is of the nature of timelessness. So the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is of the nature of timelessness. There is no beginning. Consciousness has no beginning. It has no end. There is no cause. It is there always. Therefore, there is timelessness. See, unless you understand the nature of the reality being timelessness, you cannot understand the timelessness of the scripture also. In Taittiriya Upanishad, especially Swamiji's explanation of beautiful thing is Vedanam Nityatva Pravahaha. How our scripture Veda is timeless scripture. To explain that also, I don't want to go into detail now. He explains this. Atma unarvukku appal jnanam illa. No knowledge. Aparavidya or paravidya. Any knowledge is what? Any knowledge of anything doesn't exist outside of the reality. Isn't it? Whether it's knowledge of knowledge, anything, knowledge of the world, knowledge of the self, no knowledge exists outside of the reality. The source of all knowledge is what? Reality only. Jnana Utru, treasure house of knowledge. All knowledge is what? Manifestations of the only reality which is of the nature of knowing. Do you see this fact? Therefore, just suddenly the thought came to me, I just distracted, but anyway, reality is of the nature of timelessness. You have to see how time is relative. It's already, physics we studied, time is relative. We know this. We're mechanical there. But here you have to see the fact how time is definitely relative. Time is it's a time bound in nature. The time fact itself is time bound in nature. What is that? Because time is an object of knowledge. There's a time when the time is not there. There's a time when the time is. The time being present, the time being absent is known. What is that? It is the truth of I, swarupam of I. See, there's no object of knowledge outside, independent of the knower. There's no knower other than the reality obtaining him of pure knowledge. Therefore, there's no nothing outside of. Therefore, time is of the nature of timelessness. And that reality, timeless reality, I am. I is essentially of the nature of timelessness. Essentially the timeless reality. If you say, what should you say? Nityoham. Aham nityaha. Aham nityaha. You have to see the fact. Aham nityaha. I am eternal. How can you say that? I is eternal truth. Wave is H2O, I is eternal, timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent reality, the consciousness. Nityaha. He put all the words together. Let us take Nityoham, Shuddoham, we'll see everything ever separately. Aham Nityaha. Nitya ne potri, Vimala potri, we show that we have all Tamil words here. Nityaha. Devi is called Nitya. Nityaya namaha, Nityaya namaha. we say Bhagavan. If we know the meanings, Sahasram will be beautiful. You enjoy every word. Being with the meaning of every word is what? That's why Sahasram Archana, If you know the meaning, you'll enjoy it. You can just, you are with your Swarupam. You are seeing it as the nature of Bhagavan when you do not know. And later on, you understand the Shastram, you see Bhagavan Swarupam is your own Swarupam. Salutations unto the Lord who is of the nature of eternity. Offer flowers. Not knowing what you are. When you see, I am non-separate from that Lord. Essentially, I am the truth. Aham Brahma Asmi. So, Aham Nityaha. Is it now? That's why, when you look at this reality, which is of the nature of timelessness, as the Swarupam of the whole cosmos, then you attribute Ishvara status. Then what do you say? What do you call the Bhagavan? Kala Kaleshwara. Kala Kaleshwara means what? Kalasyapi Kalasya Kalaha. The time of the time. The time of the time. Because time brings an end to everything, isn't it? The one who brings an end to time is called what? Kala Kaleshwara. And Swamiji used to say this, Aham Nityam, he explains. I remember in Gita class he used to make these jokes. Kalaha Jagad Bhakshakaha. Aham Kalasyapi Bhakshakaha. Time is the devourer of the universe. I am the devourer of the very time. In Tamil he said, Kalam Sullumam Ulahe Nan Ulahame Nan Nan Ulahaye Murungi. Ulahaye Murungi. I am the devourer of the universe. And Bhagavan says, I am devourer of you. Now unnai mulingi. He sees the time and he says, Bhagavan says, tells the time factor, I am your devourer. Time boasts, I am the devourer of the universe. Bhagavan tells, I am your devourer. Now unnai mulingi. Isn't it? Why? What does it mean? I am your devourer of the time. So in Puranas we have all these jokes communicate. When Swamiji says, the way he says is very, very nice. He never forget these things. Which means, Bhakshakaha, what I'm saying is, the Lord is the devourer of the time. Which means, Lord is essentially the reality. There's no Lord other than the reality. There's no Lord. Where is the Lord other than the reality? Paramburul illada, irevan vere enge irukkar. There's no Lord other than reality. Lord is only a qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the whole. Therefore, what is Swarupam? Is of the nature of timelessness. And what so what? I is timeless reality. I is the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge which is of the nature of timelessness. I'm carefully uttering every word. Shuddha. Next is Shuddha. Shuddhoham. Shuddhoham. Nityoham is over, isn't it? Shuddhoham. Shuddha means pure. I is the truth which is of the nature of purity. I is essentially the reality which is obtaining in the form of knowledge, or I is the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of purity. Thuvimaye vadivana parambarul. Why do you say that? Tamil, now it's understanding easy, isn't it? Purity means what? Free from all the attributes. Free from all the deficiencies and defects. Limitations. The problems associated with the material products, matter. So physical impurity, talk about it. We all know the meaning outward is impurity, physical impurity, dirt. So reality is free from this dirt, impurities. What about the our deficiencies, defects of the body? Reality is free from all the defects and deficiencies. Reality is free from all the limitations of the sense powers, all the powers. Every power is powerful, but at the same time it has limitation. And reality is free from all these limitations of all the powers. And reality is free from all punyam and papam. Reality is free from all forms of blemishes. Free from punya papa. Reality is free from all these emotions which are said to be the mental impurities. Kamaha. There cannot be something called raga or dvesha without the reality. Ragaha is manifestation of reality in the form of knowledge. Understand? Kamaha is manifestation of consciousness. Dvesha is manifestation of consciousness. What is raga? What is passion? What is aversion? They are all manifestations of consciousness. But consciousness, without consciousness, there cannot be something called passion or aversion. But consciousness is free from passion and aversion. There cannot be something called a desire. But consciousness is free from desire. A desire is manifestation of consciousness, the reality. What about anger? Anger is, again, is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, which is also definitely manifestation of consciousness. But without the consciousness, there cannot be something called anger. But anger is consciousness. But consciousness does not have anger. Okay? Consciousness is not the possessor of anger. Consciousness doesn't have anger. I is consciousness. But I am free from anger. Understand? That's the more important thing. Consciousness is free from anger. Kama, krodha, lobha. What about greed? Again, a state of mind, a condition, a thought. Without even greed is also what? Subtle phenomenon which is manifestation of reality of knowledge. But consciousness is free from greed. What about delusion? Lack of discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge of situation, things in the world definitely is what? A state of mind, thought modification, which is a manifestation of knowledge. Even delusion is also a manifestation of reality. But reality, consciousness is free from delusion. There cannot be something called delusion which can enjoy existence independently outside of the reality. Therefore, delusion is reality. But reality is not delusion. Reality is free from delusion. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, pride. Pride also is what? One of the manifestations of reality only. Of knowledge. It is knowledge. It is the pure knowledge. It is pure consciousness. Reality to the nature of knowing, which alone is in the form of pride. It is a subtle phenomena, raw subtle phenomena, atman of thoughts. But reality is free from pride. Matsaryam, jealousy. We'll understand why jealousy is in other class. Other class means what now? There's a class. There's a certain class we do when we understand why there's jealousy. There's a different problem, isn't it? When a smallness is triggered, you know, in any situation of smallness is triggered, surfaces, there is a pain. Pain is caused. And the pain is what? Then is pain, in fact, it results in, converts into gets converted into jealousy. That's a different thing. That's not an important point here. What is jealousy? Where does jealousy exist? On our thighs or head? No. Jealousy is again an inexplicable... Okay, we explain, okay. That inexplicable subtle phenomenon obtaining in the home of a thought. There's a time that jealousy comes. We can say when it comes, okay? It's also manifestation of the reality which is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, jealousy is the reality. But reality is free from jealousy. Therefore, nothing can, how, nothing, jealousy. Reality is not subject to any of these impurities of the mind. These are called mental impurities. Neither physical impurity nor mental impurity can touch, can't do any affect the purity of the reality, because everything is essentially reality. The reality obtaining in them of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, or case of the nature of knowing, there is what? Is free from all impurities. Therefore, what? It is of the nature of absolute purity. Therefore, Shuddha Atma. I is Atma. Atma is Shuddha. Therefore, I is Shuddha Atma. I am Shuddha. I is Shuddha. How do you say now? Shuddhoham. I, the self, am the self which is of the nature of purity. I, the self, am the reality which is of obtaining in the form of knowledge which is of the nature of purity. I cannot become purer or purest. I am already the purity myself. Shuddhoham. You got it? That is why, because the nature of the reality is purity. And when you say, all the manifestations are what? The manifestations, the power of reality are looked upon as the manifestations of the reality itself. Look at all the manifestations or manifestations of the power means we say Shakti Devi. Therefore, what do we say? Devi Mahatma, one whole chapter is attributed. Devi is free. All are Devi. Devi is not anything. Like water is not the wave, but the wave is water. Devi, Shakti, the power of Bhagavan. Power is not any anger, etc. But anger is Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan. Therefore, what we say? Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Vritti Rupena Samsthita. Vritti means thought. So now, once if everything is included there. Namastase, 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 namo namaha. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Bhranti Rupena Samsthita. Bhrantihi means confusion. I like that word. Salutation, salutation, salutations unto the Devi who alone is in the form of confusion. Everything is Devi means what about confusion? So confusion is myself, I am not confused, okay? There can't be something called confusion, a phenomenon. No phenomenon can exist and independently outside of the reality, which is my real nature. I has to be resolved in that all pervasive reality, which is of the nature of knowing, implied by the term Atma. Isn't one small tiny little wave has to be resolved in the water, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, obtaining as the truth of every wave and the entire ocean. Similarly, our eye also has to be dragged and resolved in the reality which is of the nature of knowing, implied by the term Atma in terms of nature of its, in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. Then you can say what? Shuddhoham. Nityoham, Shuddhoham. Then Vimuktaha Aham. See, the Mukta is a participle, past passive participle. Mukta means liberated, freed, free. Already, okay, past passive participle. I was never bound to become free. Ever free. Already liberated, already free. Ever free. So, V is a prefix. Isn't it? Visheshena muktaha, vimuktaha. Which means what? Vimuktaha means never bound, never was I bound. I was ever free. Free from what? Free from bondage of karma. Free from the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Free from samsara sagaraha. Why? Because what is samsaraha? Samsaraha is a transmigratory life. Beginningless, endless cycle of innumerable births and deaths is samsara. There cannot be something called birth of the body. There can't be something called birth without the blessing of, the presence of. Blessing of Atma in terms of the presence. Atma, the reality. There cannot be something called death without the presence of the Atma. How can there be birth of the right, birth of the wave without the presence of the water? How can there be resolution of wave without the water? How can there be existence of wave without the water? Jananam, maranam, stitihi. Isn't it? Origination of the wave, existence of wave, resolution of the wave. All the three, how can there be birth of the wave or death of the wave or the existence of the wave, life of the wave without the water? So, water has no birth, water has no death, water has no, understand? Water has no, nothing. But the birth of the wave is water. Existence of the wave, stithihi of the wave is water. And the resolution of the wave is also what? The water. Understand? But water is free from birth, death. All the three are not there for water. Water is just the truth of the three. Similarly, here, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is of the nature of formlessness, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, thereby obtaining as the innermost essence of every being available for recognition as the truth of I, the subject, the knower, is actually free from birth, free from death. Therefore, free from doership. There cannot be the essence without the, there can't be essence without the consciousness. But consciousness is free from essence. Got it? There cannot be something called ahankara without the consciousness. But consciousness doesn't have ahankara. Ahankara is consciousness. But consciousness is free from I sense. If I is resolved in consciousness and there cannot be something called doer without the Atma, but Atma is not the doer. There cannot be enjoyer without the Atma. Atma is not the enjoyer. Atma is free from ahankara. Atma is like water is free from the wave, form and name and function, isn't it? But wave, form, name, function, wave is what? The water. Similarly, Atma is free from ahankara. Atma is free from doership. Atma is free from enjoyership. Atma is free from all the notions. All the notions are Atma. Atma is free from all the notions. Atma is free from birth. Atma is free from death. Atma is free from the karma. Atma is free from karma phalam. Atma is the very source of birth, life and existence. The life of everything is Atma. The birth of everything is Atma. The death is Atma. Atma is free from birth and death. Atma is free from the bondage of karma. There cannot be something called karma. Performance of actions is not possible without the Atma. Isn't it? But Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. There cannot be something called enjoyment of fruits of results without the Atma. But Atma is free from enjoyership. Atma, there can't be something called punyam or papam without the Atma. But Atma is free from punyam and papam. There cannot be something called bondage without Atma. Atma is free from bondage. There can be something called moksha without Atma, but Atma is free from what? Even moksha. No, understand? Because Atma Swarupam is already, Atma is being free. Freedom is the Swarupam of the Atma. Being free is the very nature of the Atma. Isn't it? Atma has no karma, no karmapalam, no punyam, no papam. That's why Nirvana Sharkam, we say all those things. Atma is free, ever free. If I is identified with the body, then I am born. I am a mortal. I am going to die. Why is resolved in the reality which is of the nature of knowing, then what no? Free from free, ever free. Therefore, Atma is Nityaha Shuddha Vimuktaha, ever free. Ever free. Isn't it true? So vimuktaha aham. Because I itself is the subtlest manifestation. The truth of the I is much incomprehensibly subtle. That is why Shastra Pramanam is very important. You see what I'm saying? That is why one of my great tapasvi to say easily to call Bhagavan Nunukai Nunnunarve. Not easy to call like that. One of Tamil saints addresses the Lord, O consciousness, O pure knowledge, Arive, Arivin, மறந்துச்சு பாட்டில் எனக்கு. காலிங் த லார்ட் இஸ் ஓர் நாலேஜ். வாட் அமௌண்ட் வந்தோம் நித்யசுத்தவிமுக்தோஹம்
நிராகாரோஹமௌயயஹ்
கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் மாயா. கன்ஃபியூசிங் ஆக்சுவலி ஸ்பீக்கிங். மாயா இட் செல்ஃப் நித்யா வி நெகேட். நவ் கேன் டாக் அபவுட் கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் மாயா? நாட் தட் ஃப்ரீ. Therefore, you can just say, you can just understand this, it's enough. This is what it is, you have to understand. Nirakaroha mauyayaha. No, it's nirakaraha, aham. Akaraha means kridhatvi takes. Karoti means performs. Akaroti means gives form. Akaraha means form. நிராகாரஹ மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ். நிராகாரஹ அஹம். நவ் வென் யூ டிஸ்டிங்விஷ் தி ஐ, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ அரைவ் அட் தி, யூ ஸ்டம்பிள் அப்பான் தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி ஐ. வென் தி ஐ சென்ஸ் இஸ் ஆப்சன்ட், யூ நோ, யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் தேர், ஈஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் நோயிங். அண்ட் தட் ரியாலிட்டி அப்டெய்னிங் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் ஈஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ்னஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? What form can you think of? What form can you think of? Isn't it? Through this Dridrishya Viveka Prakriya, using this Dridrishya Viveka Prakriya, negating all the objects known, arriving at the knower, and seeing that knower is none other than the I, then your I is what? Your I also is a vrittihi, you understand, because there is a time this I sense is not, I sense is there. And what is there when the I sense is not illumining the absence of the I sense is of the nature of knowing, that alone is reality. Impribhidatam Atma means what is the form of that reality which is of the nature of knowing, which illumines the I sense being not there. What is the form? Please think. What is the form of the reality which is of the nature of knowing, obtaining as the truth of I, illumining the absence of I sense which you arrive at, symbol upon when you arrive at in deep, you know, as the that which illumines the absence of the I sense. What is that? What form? No form, isn't it? You say attributeless, you have to say formless also. So the reality which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam, and which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma, is of the nature of formlessness. That I is the formless reality. I the self am the Atma which is of the nature of formlessness. Actually, to be frank, when you read, you can understand the meaning immediately. But here, I expect you to see. Is it? Already said, Aviyaham, I already explained to you. Bhumananda Swarupoham Ahamevaham Avyayaha. பூமானந்த ஸ்வரூபா அகம். அதை தரோ ஐ நீட் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன். பூமானந்த ஸ்வரூபா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஐ செல்ஃப் ஆம் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் லிமிட்லெஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ். லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ் அதர்வைஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ். I itself am of the nature of infinitude. The word bhuma is another word for bhuman, is an akaranta pullinga shabda, which means it is a synonym of the word brahman, which is an akaranta napusakalinga shabda. Bhuman and brahman mean the same, but one is a masculine, one is a neuter. That's the difference. The Bhuma Vidya, you come across in Chandogya Upanishad. Remember the word? So, Bhuman. But Brahman is a neutral gender word. Bhuman is a masculine gender word. Understand? So, Bhuma means that which is of the nature of infinitude, that which is of the nature of limitlessness. Brahma, Bhuma mean the same. So, Bhumanandaha means that which is of the nature of infinitude, that is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore that which is of the nature of fullness and happiness, or that which is of the nature of limitless happiness. Limitless happiness implies limitlessness. Limitlessness is a synonym, happiness is a synonym of the word limitlessness. Happiness is something to be understood in the light of limitlessness only. You can never understand the meaning of the word happiness. You only simply say, I'm happy, 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 unhappy, we can say that. But you can, to understand what happiness is, we need to understand what limitlessness is. So, Bhumananda Swarupaha means, I itself am of the nature of limitlessness, therefore am of the nature of fullness. That's the meaning. Dhatu. The one word that is. Bhuman. Bhuma again means big. So here, again you know, limitlessness, infinitude, you know the meaning. Being infinite is being of the nature of infinitude. Being infinite means time-wise, spatially, object-wise, infinite. Time-wise, limitless, object-wise, limitless, spatially, limitless. Which I already explained, I don't need to repeat it now. So, the reality is of the nature of limitlessness. You can say reality is of the nature of limitlessness because it's free from threefold limitations, or object to these threefold limitations. Kala, ida, desha, kala, desha, purul, varayare, inmai. Is a nature of limitlessness. There is no space where reality is not. I told you already, space itself is what? That which pervades the space is consciousness. Space pervades everything. Space is all accommodative. And consciousness pervades the all accommodative space. Space is accommodated in consciousness. Everything is accommodated in space. Where is space accommodated? Consciousness is the all accommodative of the all accommodative space. Avakasha pradata akashaha. And then he will say what? This consciousness pervades the all pervasive space. Your consciousness is free from spatial limitation. And consciousness is free from time limitation. But there's no visa. And consciousness is free from object limitation. There's no such a thing called object means. What is an object? An object is that which is indicated by an object is a given form. Any object is a given form, some given form, indicated by a given word, serving a given purpose. It's an object. Everything you define. And every object is object of knowledge which does not exist outside of the knowledge, outside of exist as an independent existence outside of the knower. There is no knower other than the reality. Therefore, object is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, every object is essentially the reality which is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, reality which is of the nature of knowing is free from object limitation also. Therefore, reality is free from these threefold limitations. We have to say reality is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. When you say reality means what? I is the reality. Reality is of the nature of limitlessness. Your I itself am of the nature of limitlessness. And being limited is being bound. Being bound is being unhappy. Understand? And being limitless is being free. And being free is being happy. Therefore, limitlessness is freedom. Freedom is happiness. Therefore, Bhumananda Swarupoham. When you say, I itself am of the nature of limitlessness, happiness, fullness. Bhumananda Swarupoham. Any doubt here? Vika explained in Bhuma Vidya class. I don't know whether you remember. Remember? Thanks. Okay, stop here now. Nitya Shuddha Vimuktoham Nirakaroham Avyayaham Bhumananda Swarupoham Ahamevaham Avyayaham Aham Eva Aham Aham Eva Aham. There is no I other than I, the awareness. Understand? Every I is essentially I, the awareness. That is why people like to use small I, big I. Swamiji never liked that I. See, Swami will explain why we don't need to say small I, big I. Where is the big I sitting, small I sitting? Understand? It resolved his I in that reality. Finished. There is aham means what? Why you say aham? Because that in which everything is aham. Okay? That in which everything is aham. I. In Sanskrit, aham is nice. Tam English, I. That in which everything is aham. The container of everything is aham. Today I told the meaning of aham also. That's why house also is called aham. The house is called aham. So in Brahmin language, aham has become aath. Aam. Apparently, we are aath kanta. Ahatthukku porengirudhu, aathukku porenai. Aham means home because it can't eat it. They are inside. They are contained here. So, the truth in which everything is contained is what? Aham. This aham, eva aham, means what? I, the self, am the truth of everything. Where are the waves contained? Not outside of water. So where is Jagat contained? Where are the elements contained? Where are the elementals contained? Where are the living beings contained? Where are the non-living things contained? Where are the animate and inanimate? Where are the actions? Where are the functions? Where are the laws which determine the results of actions? Where are the actions? Where are the results of actions? Where are the experiences of pain and pleasure? Where are the experiences of pairs of opposites? Where are they? Nothing is outside of the truth, aham. Understand? Therefore, this I, the first person singular pronoun, is used by every individual to refer to oneself, is a subtlest phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, which rises, remains and resolves, is essentially the reality in which alone everything is there. The changeless reality accommodating all the changes. Is it clear? Okay, finished. Class over. We all can go for lunch. Let us read these three verses once and we'll go.
Asangoham, 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 punah punah, sachidananda rupoham, ahamevahamoyayah, nitya shuddha vimuktoham, nirakaroham bhumananda swarupoham ahamevaham.
Finished. Pardon?
We missed the first one.
No, finish next house, no? Oh.
Oh, we haven't started that.
Well, I said Nityoham. Now we finished three verses, not totally.
Yes.
The first is not a verse strategy, that's only simply. The introduction. Actually, I did only two verses today. Oh my god. Okay, my two was I completed. See, the first verse, no, Swamiji always says, human being is a utilitarian. Unless he knows what he can gain out of it, he will not be interested in continuing the study. So moksha siddhaye, he show it, we'll all be interested in studying. That's why, isn't it? Moksha Siddhi.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
See, repeatedly seeing this will make us think, yale vada. Vandachu oru naalik poyirum. Appadinu oru easy eduthu. That's all. It become light.